Pink Rose Petal Trail, written by Karina Lannister and read by Flower Parish. This is an Enola Holmes fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Enola Holmes / Viscount Tewkesbury Tewkesbury. Summary: Enola being Enola, getting into trouble, and Viscount Tewkesbury helping her to get out of it. One hand held the multitude of her skirts. Oh, how annoying they were. But she hadn't had time to change out of her very clever disguise as a noblewoman, for one needed to be noble when trying to learn the secrets of a nobleman, and the other was tightly gripping the very incriminating letter. All she had to do now was get away and get the information into the correct hands, and case closed. "Come on, Enola, don't stop now. You're almost in the clear," Enola told herself. All she had to do, ironically, was get the information to the police station, and then the case was as good as closed. Running was something Enola did a lot, and quite often it was not by choice. It was a necessity being in her line of work. All the spying and prying for information, the thought of getting caught, it was part of the exhilaration, part of why she enjoyed doing what she did. Enola was always getting into trouble. Most of it was her fault. Most. She was just too curious and clever for her own good. But there was the rare occasion when it was someone else's fault entirely that trouble found her. Unfortunately, this was not one such occasion. All the trouble that was happening at that very moment, even she had to admit, was her own fault. So she kept on running, the sound of feet pounding on the cobblestones behind her, shouts coming from all directions, spurring her to go faster. As she ran, she glanced down at her hands, then looked up and behind her to see three policemen chasing her. "Oh good, another one, and another," Enola said, as another two policemen launched out of an alleyway, also carrying batons in their hands, joining the fray. Enola counted out loud, 5, 4, 3, 2, then she turned to face front, just in time to dodge a man carrying an armful of flowers. Enola didn't have enough time to properly skirt around him, so they bumped and jostled, and the flowers, roses, one of her favorites, began to fall out of the man's grip, and one of her small-heeled shoes began to slip on one of the cobblestones, making her overbalance. But Enola was on a mission to catch the flowers. Her eyes followed them, and instinctively, her hands reached down to stop them from falling. All the while, her world was turning sideways as she was losing the battle against the cobblestones and gravity. They made awfully good tea. They could not be allowed to drop to the floor. That would be a travesty. All she could think of was catching them, both hands going for the rescue, the piece of paper becoming more crumpled as she momentarily forgot about it. Her hand found purchase on him, just as the man also made his move. A hand found her waist, and another found the back of her head, and it would have earned the person a slap in a very harsh word, were it not for the fact that they both landed on the ground, him slightly beneath her as he'd tried to break the fall. Still, though, the fall had hurt. But damn it, who did he think he was getting in her way like that? He'd caused her to lose precious moments. The shouts of the police officers were getting closer and closer. "Enola, what the devil are you up to now?" Tewkesbury's voice startled her, and it was a good thing, too, as she was about to give him a verbal tongue-lashing and probably deliver a mean blow somewhere unmentionable. "Good deeds," Enola said, springing to a stand, holding her free hand out to Tewkesbury. He took it, and she pulled him up. "What are we running from now?" he asked, immediately beginning to run in the direction Enola had been running in, holding her hand, initially pulling her before she kept pace beside him. Still holding the pink roses in her hand, though they were already starting to look worse for the wear. They reached the next crossroads, and Tewkesbury began to pull her to the left, while she wanted to run to the right. "Do you trust me?" Tewkesbury asked. Well, more like shouted, but Enola could hardly blame him, what with all the shouting coming from behind them. "Always," Enola did not hesitate to say, instantly changing her course of action to follow him. "The bike's around the corner. You know the one. The one we used to escape that one time." Enola laughed as she ran alongside him, That contraption had been a particularly fun experience, especially as she hadn't quite known how to use it, but now she did. That's the one. They rounded one more corner and Enola saw it, the bike, just about bike enough for the both of them to still sit in, and she immediately turned it on, having to release Tewksbury's hand as she did so, and she lamented the loss of warmth. She took a few precious seconds to turn it on, her fingers fumbling with the mechanism, but she was trying to hold too many things, as the shouts of the police were drowned out by Tewksbury's laughing, accompanied with him shouting, "Go, go, go!" "Viscount Tewksbury, Marquis of Basilweather, are you laughing at me?" Enola huffed, finally getting the bike to work, before launching herself into the seat, the same time as Tewksbury got into it. "Yes," he admitted, and she smacked him on the arm lightly with the roses. How dare he laugh at her inability to get the bike to start quickly? But only because of the trail of rose petals we were leaving for the police to easily trail us. And then he activated the lever, starting the bike, and threw his hand up into the air, several rose petals expelled from it, scattering over and behind them. Enola began laughing with pure glee, the exhilaration of the chase, coupled with bumping, quite literally, into Tewksbury, and the impromptu action, akin to throwing wedding confetti at the happy couple, before they went on their way to their honeymoon, made her feel ecstatic. Pure, unadulterated joy flowed through her veins as she tried catching the petals as they floated down through the air around them. "Never change," she told him, loudly. "You too, Enola, you too," Tewksbury told her, holding her gaze. "Where should I take my queen on this chariot on this fine day?" "The police station." Tewksbury's eyes went wide. "But weren't you just running from the police?" "No." Tewksbury looked confused. "I saw them with my eyes." "You saw what they wanted you to see. Yes, they were wearing police uniforms, but they were several years out of date, discontinued and disused, likely stolen, and one of their batons was a literal rolling pin. These people were definitely not the police, only pretenders, and I've got just the proof we need to bring them down." Enola raised her hand in the air, holding the very crumpled piece of paper aloft. "The police station it is," Tewksbury said, and they could both finally relax as they were far enough away and sans rose petals for them to follow. The flowers were completely ruined, not salvageable in the slightest. "I'll get you some more roses tomorrow." "You better. I'll be waiting." The end.